Reading for November 11th, entitled, Look to Jesus, Not to Others. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let those who profess to believe the truth seek most earnestly to follow in the footsteps of the Master, ministering to all who need a Savior. Christ has plainly laid down the conditions upon which salvation depends. If any man will come after me, he says, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Yes, follow Christ. Let every dear soul who desires to obey God walk in the footsteps of the Redeemer. We must be meek and lowly in heart. We are to bring forth fruits of righteousness according to the capabilities God has given us. My sister, we must have heaven. We must not let anything keep us from gaining eternal life. Be humble, meek, and lowly, kind, pitiful, and tender-hearted. Do not look at and talk of the failings of others. Remember that you become like that which you behold. Eternal life is worth everything to us. Let us talk about the goodness and power and glory of Christ. You can be a blessing in the church if you will let your light shine. By your example, you may teach others how to shine. Do not bring in darkness by exalting the power of the enemy above the power of the Lord Jesus. All you have to do is to open your heart to the bright beams of the sunshine of Christ's grace and glory. Talk faith, pure, sacred, holy faith. Bear no discouraging testimony, for this pleases the enemy. Talk of the goodness of God. Have we not enough at every step to praise Him for? Christ says, Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Then let us not discourage others by talking of defects of character. Talk of the light. Heaven is full of light. Christ is the light of the world. Speak hopeful words, strong, comforting words. Look away from the imperfections of others, and by your practical godliness, show those around you the better way. I want you to recover all you have lost. Do not act out your impulsive feelings to the injury of any soul. In your home, show your children the way to Christ. We need to appreciate more fully the value of the education to be given in the home. A jot here in love and tenderness, and a tittle somewhere else, line upon line in love. Pleasant words will do marvelous things. May God help you, my dear sister, is my prayer. Taken from letter 148, dated November 11th, 1900, to the Seventh-day Adventist wife of a prosperous but unbelieving businessman.